This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to SatMag. This morning, I want to thank you for listening and for your membership and support of Joy. It keeps us on air and focused. And a special cheerio to David Menadue, one of our most loyal listeners. Tune in. Please stay safe and obey the COVID-19 rules. You know, our continued enjoyment of life depends on it. Thank you, Victoria, for what we've achieved. Saturday Magazine, it starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and, in fact, around the world on Joy 94.9. Streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast and the app. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest-running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We bring you opinion, current news, questions, and, of course, feedback from you, our listeners. We bring you current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio by us, for us. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is the punctilious Tass. Paul is on panel. Fiona on social media. Gordon at home getting ready to do the podcasting. Now, this is our last live show for 2020. Next week and the 2nd of January, we reprise our most downloaded podcasts for 2020. So we actually get a couple of weeks off. I want to thank the SatMag team. It's been a tough year for all of us. And we've worked as a team. If you want a definition of what a team is, look at what Saturday Magazine does. I want to thank our guests. You know, in the last year, we've had over 430 segments. That's more than 86 hours of actual interviews. And lastly, well, not lastly, but next, our loyal listeners and the folk who downloaded our podcasts tens of thousands of times. And to all the Joy members and sponsors who make being on air possible. It is an honour for us, so let's get on with it. But first off, I want to say...
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning, Tass. But you know about COVID, they say you can't fix stupid, but it turns out you can't quarantine it either. Our guest this morning, our first guest, is going to be John Posito. And John is going to... John's a former Liberal MP, former Shadow Attorney General. He's a commentator and lawyer. He does appear on another radio station, which is a little bit more popular than us, but not by a lot.
774 as it is. And he actually does a piece with Bronwyn Pike.
He does, with Bronny. Bronny and Johnny.
We haven't had Bronwyn on for a while, mate.
We haven't, no. We'll have Bronny in on
I
the new...
I think we'll bring her in early in the new year.
In the new year. And, of course, Jane Caro has confirmed with us she will do a co-hosting with us late Feb or March.
Fantastic.
Which is going to be great. I love Jane Caro. Following John Posito... Lawrence Gibbons. Lawrence is the publisher of Star Observer. We're going to talk about some of their popular stories and what's resonating with their readers, both in print and online, and the UK ban on blood donations removed, pretty much for MSM, men who have sex with men.
It's pretty big, mate.
It's pretty big. So, question is, where is the Therapeutic Goods Administration in Australia? Where is the federal government? I can't get Paul to play crickets because he's not at the panel at the moment. But we haven't had a decision or an announcement from the federal government. I expect the Blood Service is looking into this.
Well, they actually have made an announcement.
Have they?
The announcement is that the deferral period will be reduced from 12 months to 3 months for men who have sex with men to commence early next year.
Next year, okay.
And that decision's been made, and we've actually had the blood bank.
We have previously, yes.
On air to discuss this very policy change.
Yeah. Then Erica James. Erica is the co-chair of the Sydney Sixers, LGBTQIA plus
support. Which is a cricket team, or cricket club.
A cricket club, and we've talked... You know,
Paul, that's what I thought.
And we're going to talk about Slash.
I hope Erica can make it sound interesting.
She will, because we last spoke to her, you know, about issues around...
Cricket puts me to sleep.
Homophobia, you know, in sport, and, you know, this is about Big Bash cricket, you know.
Good morning, Taz. Good morning, Macca. I don't think it's about the cricket, and I'm with you perhaps on the sport, but getting LGBTI issues raised in the professional sporting arena is what the topic's about.
Well, did you know that in 80% of cases there are homophobic slurs made on the cricket pitch?
And
80%.
And it's called crazy. And it's called sledging.
Sledging.
But it also happens in other sports. You know,
it's just completely and utterly inappropriate.
And if you could see the expression on Tass's face when he says that.
A great topic this morning.
Macca, what are we doing after that?
Okay, in the second hour, so Fiona, Tass, Paul and myself. What we're going to do is we've got four segments.
And we're going to take it in turn. To grill each other.
Yeah, so Tass, Paul and Fiona will interview me. And then I'll come back into this studio and... I think who we've got. Tass will go into the other studio so we can grill him. Then he'll come in here. Fiona will go into the other studio. And then Paul will stay in the studio, so one of us will go into the other studio to ask.
And why are we going to the other studio, Macca?
Well, because we're only allowed three people in the studio.
Exactly right. So we are still sticking to the rules.
Yes.
We're doing our very best to comply with... the Chief Health Officer's protocols.
Yes.
To ensure that we all remain safe.
Yep.
And secure.
Exactly. Look, the last live show for the year. We're going to let Tass off the leash a bit. We might even get a strong opinion. We never know. Let's see.
You get strong opinions from me all the time. Macca,
what about a strident one?
You might get one of those too. But Macca, while we're at it, what I'd like to say is if anybody out there is looking for a last-minute Christmas gift...
Yep.
There's nothing better than a Joy membership.
Yes.
You know, buy your family or your friend or your partner or your kid or your parent a Joy membership. It's really easy to do. Just jump online, joy.org.au, and trawl around the website and you'll work out how to do it. You can just do it online. It's just a couple of clicks.
Yeah.
And
let's hope we keep the tradition of pretty much each week on Saturday Magazine, we've had one or two people join up.
Yeah, and I think that's lovely. And Macca, the other thing that I would say is we love hearing from you, and it is our last live show for the year.
Here we go.
We've got a message from 087.
And what does it say?
Chief Health Officer, aka Dr. Hoss. Yes, well, of course, it is the case that Professor Brett Sutton had become a bit of a sex symbol amongst members of our community and other communities, of course. People find him hot. Not my type, I have to say, but yes, he is a good-looking man.
Oh, Brett will be devastated that you don't lust after him.
I don't think he'll even care, Macca.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps the DHHS monitors might pick this up.
He wouldn't even care, Macca.
He would. He's a lovely man.
He is a lovely guy.
He's a lovely man.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.